Master Soul, Stacy here, and today we are diving into a class about feng shui for your office. Really, it's not about feng shui. This is about energy and energy in your space and how incredibly important that is for your productivity, for your flow, and for your general state of well-being. Now, my mother has studied feng shui since, boy, I remember it's been about 30 years. I was a little girl when she first started studying it. She studied many different types of feng shui, Western, flying star, compass. There are a whole bunch of different ways that you can incorporate feng shui and study feng shui and approach feng shui. But the most important core piece of every type of feng shui there is that what you feel about an object or a room is the most important thing. So if you're incorporating some sort of fix into the room and you have an aversion to that piece, it will actually do harm instead of good. And that's really important for what we're going to be diving into, because your environment really can impact who you are and how you're responding emotionally, physically, and definitely energetically. You'll notice that, I mean, for all of Master Soul University up until, I believe, the last lesson, this room has been a dark, deep blue. Now, I love that royal blue. It has long been one of my very favorite colors on the planet. There's a richness to it. There's this beautiful sort of cocoon-like feel. It's the color of royal ambitions. Now, this also happens to be in my career corner. My office is in my career corner, so that element of water is super important. So I changed the color for a couple of reasons, but the most important reason is that I wasn't feeling the lightness that I needed. I was starting to feel heavy, and the darkness and the depth of the blue, as much as I love it and am inspired by it, wasn't feeding me energetically anymore. It was doing the opposite. So I knew that I needed to make a radical change. I knew that my environment needed to shift. I do that often by changing around my desk, changing the tchotchkes, but sometimes I need something a little bit more big. And so changing my room from the dark blue to this gorgeous seafoam blue was not so much about me being restless, but it's about me changing the energy of the room, of coming in and knowing that I can be an entirely different vibration with this color. Added plants, which added more balance, right? So the core of feng shui really is, even though you have different elements in different parts of your home, depending on what school you're in, depends on, you know, how you look at the bagua, which is the map of your home. But the beautiful part about this is that there's always a balance. To create a balance with an emphasis on a specific element. In this case, it's water. But to create the balance of rock, right? Of earth, of plant, trees, metal, fire, and of course, water. To walk into the space and have it feel like it is holding you, that you feel inspired. If you walk into a bedroom, so that it feels restful. And here's where clutter comes into play. Here's where holding on to things that no longer serve you come into play. Here's where, you know, having something that is broken doesn't serve you. You know, when I redid this office, let me go up. Do you see these books up here? Those are all the books I have left. I literally got rid of four shelves, four of these great big long shelves of books. Got rid of them, released them. Because they no longer served me. Because I was holding on to them for the wrong reasons. I was holding on to them because, yeah, I like the book, or somebody gave me this book, or, you know, for all of these reasons, or I just hadn't gotten around to reading that book. And I released them. Hey, because you know what? They're just books. And when I donated them to the library, I also knew that someone else might want those books. And hey, if I feel like waking up one day and reading one of those books I don't have, guess what I get to do? I get to buy a Kindle version of it and reread it and re-support the author. Some of those books I've read many, many times, and I release them. And if I buy another, how great is that? So your environment has so many different implications. There was a piece that I had, it was a piece of glass. I've never liked it. I don't know why I had it, but it was an anniversary plate from my grandparents. And I held on to it because it was theirs. But I never knew what to do with it. It never really called to me, spoke to me, and I released it. And there's something about that that just feels so good. I took a picture of it so I can remember it, but I don't have to have it anymore. When my desk is cluttered, that's really bad feng shui, guys, because that's a cluttered mind and you need to clear it off to create space. Unless you operate better in clutter, which is possible. Look at your space that you are sitting in right now. Look at the space where you create and work in, and put a different set of lenses. Does it feel balanced? Is there something that might be off kilter for you? Is there something that's not working? Right? Really examine everything that you've got going on. Are there papers shoved away that you don't want to look at, that you're ignoring? Take care of them and release them. Your space is there to support you. It doesn't mean that you have to go and repaint and redecorate it, but look at the things around you. Are they making you happy? Right? Are they bringing you joy? Does it feel when you walk into the room like you can relax? Everything in your house, everything in your living environment, everything in your workspace needs to give you some kind of emotional, spiritual balance. And if it doesn't, can you change it up a little? Can you clear it out? Can you paint it? Listen, spray paint is cheap. I have used that many times to redo things. The objects that I really enjoy, but I'm not really crazy about the appearance, change it. One, it's just stuff. Two, your stuff should make you happy. Three, you should walk into your office and feel inspired and feel like working. You should walk into your bedroom and feel like relaxing. You should walk into your kitchen and feel like cooking. Because when you feel like doing things, when your space is inspiring you to do things, to be in the way that you want to be, then it allows you to soar in other ways. It allows you to get the deep rest that you require, right? It allows you to feel that creativity flowing through you, because we're all creators. And it will allow you to not focus so much on the rip in that chair, right? Every time we talked about it in the things that we're avoiding. If the chair is broken and you walk by every single day and you know that the chair needs to be fixed but you don't fix it, that impacts the energy of the room and pulls you down. Get rid of the chair, fix the chair, do something with the chair. But do not let that infect your environment. Feng Shui is really about making sure that your environment is a place that will support the highest level of energetics that you can create and imagine. And yes, it is a little different when you share space with family, loved ones. I don't have a pink front room because it would drive my boys crazy. I find ways to make sure that they're incorporated into it so that when they come into the room, we all see things that we love. We all feel that relaxation. But this room, this is my room, and I get to walk in and I get to be, you know, loved by my crystals and lit up by my salt lamp and feel the relaxation of the color and the inspiration around me. So, your task this week is to take a mental checklist of your office and your working space and see what you can do to make it feel inspired the moment you walk in. Can't wait to see. Share your photos of your office. Share little shifts that you're making. Can't wait to see them. Love you, O Master Soul. See you on the other side.